Life is funny when you think about it. The way it's funny is we have to pick a career. We got to pick a job. We got to pick a career. We got to do something on a daily to make a living. That's that fucked up shit right there. So I looked through everything, found myself, which I think is a great job. One drawback. Whether I work 25 hours or whether I work 60, I still get paid the same. Sounds cool, right? But we have slow months, then we have busy months. Busy months, I always feel like I'm being cheated because it's always seeming like I'm working 60 hours a week. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is not what I signed up for. Why can't I get a break? Why can't I get this? Why can't I get that? And hey, the office be thinking like, the office act like they're doing you a favor because, you know, they bring some Starbucks every once in a while. You know, bring some lunch to you. What the fuck? Let my ass go home. Keep this here. I don't want no damn lunch. I don't want no gift card. I don't want all that stuff. Let me go home. And we start this shit tomorrow. If it don't work in the confines of 7 a.m. to 4, it don't need to be done. But now I'm out of line. I get that. I signed up for realness. I signed up to have a career. Signed up to have a career in sales. So, hey, that means that if the client wants something at 4 a.m., I got to be made. I have to make myself available to that bullshit. Now, see, I think I'm losing. Because it's always seeming like nobody can't get back to me until an inconvenient time. You ever talk, text, email, instant message? Do that shit all day. And all of a sudden, when you're really looking for an answer, all the systems go quiet. You know when they call your ass back or text your ass back? When you're at home, comfortable, relaxing, trying to watch the NBA playoffs. That's some bullshit right there. Because you've been waiting on this man for the last 4 hours to get back a hold of you so you can make your next step. But you can't make your next step until he get back to you. And you seem like he knows that shit, too. They'll wait on me all night. They need my business. I can find another sales team. They can't find another me. That's fucked up. That'll have you going crazier than crazy. Because, hey, you're trying to have your life. You're trying to date. You're trying to have movie night. You're trying to go get something good to eat. Sit down at a restaurant with napkins and waiters and a hostess and shit. But nah, you seeing text messages, you seeing emails that you got to answer because that's part of your life. That's part of your good life that you got to keep up. Listen, work is fun. I just wish sometimes when we're going through all this stuff at 19 or 20, somebody stopped and said, hey, I don't know you want to go in that field. I can ask the question, why not? Salary seems good. Good location. Get a house over there. Boom, I'm in the business. Yeah, but there's a lot of shit they telling you about that you're going to have to do, that you're going to hate, and that you ain't going to understand why they need it now. Not tomorrow, not 2 days. They needed it yesterday. And that whole yesterday shit is going to fuck with you as long as you work for this company. There's a lot of perks. There's a lot of benefits. Hey, this is kumbaya. It's great. But this company right here, this position that you're taking, is going to make you hate cell phones. Yeah, it's cool to have a free cell phone. Put it on your hip. It's all nice. Got the latest device. Bring a tech in. Show you all the good stuff that this phone can do. Ooh, then they want to hear the word. Do you understand how to use the phone? Everything is good. If I email you on that, do you know how to email back? Do you know how to use the different features of the phone? Does it benefit you in your everyday life? Then they get quiet. And as soon as you say yes, you're fucked. Because now you got work on your hip for the rest of your life. Ain't that some shit right there?